This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. This month, an international spirit-filled gathering reached over 100,000 people online from 197 nations. Find out all the details about this event after this break.
Did you know that you can explore Liberty University's 7,000-acre campus from home with a virtual 360-degree tour? Discover their world-class academic, athletic, and dining facilities from a distance and get all of your questions answered through a one-on-one video session with an admissions team member. Don't put your dreams on hold. Text CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
The Empowered 21 Global Congress ran from June 1st to 10th, concluding with messages on June 10th from Daniel Kalenda, Christine Kane, and Dr. Billy Wilson. The event, which was originally scheduled to take place in Jerusalem, was moved online due to concerns regarding the COVID-19 pandemic. But the digital event was still just as effective, as more than 100,000 people from 197 countries participated in the event. The purpose of the Global Congress was to encourage believers to unite around completing the remaining task of the Great Commission by 2033, according to an official press release. In that spirit, more than 70 leaders from around the world spoke and shared over the course of 10 days. On June 1st, leaders involved in the event also formed a collective prayer commission, which is dedicated to praying for every person on earth by 2033, by name if possible. Further details on this commission have not yet been released, but leaders also announced that a global evangelist conference will be held in Amsterdam in 2023. Wilson said, "This entire global congress has been unprecedented in many ways, as people from around the world, 197 nations, have come together with a focus on unity, the Holy Spirit, the next generation, and fulfilling the Great Commission. The geographical breadth of the participants demonstrates the global growth of the Spirit-empowered movement. I'm grateful for what the Lord has done. Pray that more and more people will continue to hear the gospel and come into a relationship with Jesus Christ. And if you like this story, you can read more stories like it at charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.